Yoda, welcome to the soccer section. Let's get it started with some upbeat tunes. And we'll be looking forward to having some Tamariki coming in and having a chat soon.
It's like gold dust, I am coming through your speakers. I see me mashing up your airways. I know you can't get enough of my sound. It's like gold dust, I am coming through your speakers. I see me clogging up your airways. I know you can't get enough of my sound. It's too late, I had to stop the fight. I'm gonna get it. Bonus running from me, baby, you're gonna be petty. I can't understand why you get free as a band.
A bit of a dancing classic there with DJ Fresh and Miss Dynamite. I could actually sit here and probably play Miss Dynamite all day long, but we won't. We're going to have some people come in and chat to us. I just bumped into one of our soccer stars on the street who decided he didn't want to play soccer today. He's not feeling like it. And this is our crowd, you know. Our crowd is young, they're opinionated, and sometimes they don't feel like playing. But I've also just cycled past the pitches and it's absolutely packed of people doing their Wednesday training. I invited another team to come and talk to us today and the coach said, no, they won't be able to come. These girls train hard. They train until 5:30 when it starts getting dark and no one's going to want to talk to me. So there you go. Different ways of playing on the pitches. Anyway, while we wait for our first person to come in for a chat, you can enjoy some tunes. Here's Wiley.
In the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble. Usually drink, usually
It might take a little time to understand her wiles. She'll entice you to come close and listen to her rhymes. If you touch her just right, you might just see inside her beautiful mind. Just one little kiss from those sweet lips is all the heart desires. She'll light up your soul like fuel to the fire and make your heart sing like some heavenly choir. Like some heavenly
There's nothing better than a banging house track like that. I hope you turned your volume up when you were listening to that, because it's supposed to be played loud with good speakers. Anyway, that song is a shout out to Auntie Kate in Melbourne. Auntie Kate, we love you. Can't wait to dance around your kitchen to that song soon. And in fact, Auntie Kate's half the reason why we are even here in the first place. And we're still waiting for people to pack up their pictures and head on over. So let's Do, another song from, this is a kids' party playlist. This playlist is called, is actually Pippin's playlist. And so, let's play one of the songs that I thought that Pippin would love. Pippin turned 4 this week. Shout out to you, Pippin. This song is so great. Enjoy. More grown up before the kids get here.
We just push on by. It's funny how hard we try. Don't you wanna know me? Be a friend of mine. I'll share some wisdom with you. Don't you ever get lonely from time to time.
Don't let the system get you down. Mix it to life. I try to forget my pressure. tell you like it is, it's like this. Don't be such a slave to your brother.
Of a banger, isn't it? So, for my birthday last year, Sam, the love of my life, brought me the Traktor DJ software, the Apple Traktor. So one day in the next 6 months, I will be able to actually mix, hopefully from this studio. And I will definitely be going to 1 minute and 5 seconds of that track and stealing that drop. It's awesome! So, still no one's turned up for their interview. Let's play a few more tunes. Let's just tone it down a little bit. We'll play one of Sam's favourites. Speak of the devil, he may appear. Enjoy! Driving your car, start dancing. If you're cleaning your house, start dancing. If you're shaking up some rice, shake up your rice.
We'll be right back. feel the vibe is what you make it.
Shake your body up, down, down. Keep feeling still around. Let the rhythm take control. As the beat is taking over you. Shake your body up, down, down. Keep feeling still around. Let the rhythm take control. As the beat is taking over you. Shake your body up, down, down. Keep feeling still around. Let the rhythm take control. As the beat is taking over you. Taking over your soul.
Twist it, stomp it, bounce it, shake it.
That does not get boring, that song. That was on the wedding playlist. Such a tune. So, as some of you already know, this is the soccer section. We are here every Wednesday from 4 till 5, and this space is a place for our tamariki to come and talk about their favourite sport. And lots of our kids play lots of different sports, but this one is specifically about soccer. It's about playing the away games, the home games, being part of a team. It's not at all about scoring goals, although it is about scoring goals. And we have all sorts of age groups. So if you want to join soccer, you have to be turning 5. So you can join from the year you turn 5. And then you can play up all the way until being an adult in this town. You've got the Roosters, the adult team. But the Raglan Football Club is a junior team, so we tend to have children playing with us between the ages of 4 and 13 before the school team starts. And sometimes there's a bit of flexibility there with ages and friendship groups. You can play up and you can play down within reason. So if you're listening to this and you already play football and you want to come and choose your favourite song and have me ask you a few questions about what your favourite thing about playing soccer is and who your friends are, and what your team name is called, then you can ask your parents to make contact with us and we can book you in to come and have a chat about your sport. And soon someone's going to come and have a little interview in here in the Raglan Community Radio Station. We're in the front of the town hall. You may see the red light outside. And in the meantime, you can enjoy one of my favourite tunes. This is an olden and a golden one.
Thank you.
Two amazing soccer stars have turned up. I'm just showing them the ropes of Raglan Community Radio Station, and then we'll get on with the interview. Enjoy the rest of this song while we get set up. We have got Levi and Zach in the radio station today. I've just turned up mic too. Levi, can you tell me what your name is, please? Oh, no, I got the wrong one. You wouldn't believe how similar these guys look to each other. Can you tell me what your name is, please?
Zach.
Well, that's perfect. And can you tell me what your name is, please?
Levi.
Awesome. Can everyone hear them? Thumbs up all around. I can hear you guys. Well done. So, when it's your turn to talk, talk straight into the microphone, okay? So, let's start with Levi. Levi, what sport are you here to talk about today?
Soccer.
Soccer. And Zach, what sport are you here to talk about today?
Football.
Football. Oh, see, already we have division in the studio. Now, I've got a couple of questions for you. Firstly, if you can remember, how old were you when you started to play soccer football? Oh, you both wanted to answer at the same time. You go first.
Five.
You were five. And do you know how old you were when you started playing?
Five.
You were five as well. And was it scary when you first started to play?
Kinda.
Did you get hit by the ball?
No.
You didn't. You managed to dodge it. Mm-hmm. And when you were little, do you think you played soccer the same way you play it now? Or do you think you've got better skills?
Better skills.
What do you think you've got really good at?
Dribbling.
And would you say the same thing about yourself?
Yeah.
You would. What do you think your top soccer skill is?
Dribbling.
And how about you? Kicks. Do you mean big kicks? Big boots? Do you think you might be tempted to join rugby one time?
No.
No? Soccer, all the way. You know, it is possible to play both. Maybe not at this age, but it is when you get older. So, I've got a question for you. Now, I can see your mum is over there, so I hope she doesn't mind me asking, but do your parents let you get stuff from Joe's Takeaway?
Yes.
Just healthy things like salad, right?
No.
No? What else? What do they let you get?
Lollies.
Thanks. Do you ever get hot chips?
No.
Always something sweet?
Sometimes.
You got sweet teeth? No, you just always get the lolly bags. Okay, I've got a question for you. This is a really serious question. For $1 million, no, I'm only joking. It's not that serious question. What's the best lolly you can get in a lolly bag at Joe's?
A lollipop.
Probably teeth.
The teeth. I like the teeth. The lollipop is the most popular answer. You are not alone. Everybody loves the lollipops. So, if there was something that you could be better at on the pitch, you know, in your dream world, you wake up tomorrow and you're better at it, what would it be? What skill?
Probably kicking bigger.
Bigger
Probably
kicks.
Kicking bigger.
Hey, you should hang out with your brother more. Ha, joke. How about you?
Maybe everything.
Everything. You just want to wake up and be the body of a soccer genius. That's a great answer. That's big thinking. That's exactly what you
wanted. That kicks in my favourites.
So are you old enough to play away games?
Yeah.
So can you remember any of the places that you've played away this year?
Narrawahia.
Can you remember
Hamilton?
Any? Hamilton. And have you won any games?
Yes. Every game this year.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
You must be doing the best out of any team in the Raglan Football Club.
Most of the teams that we didn't beat last year, we won this year.
Oh, so that means that you have fallen asleep and got better soccer skills overnight.
Yeah.
What's your mum putting on your pillowcases? That's what I want to know. Or is it dad? Do your parents kick around the ball with you in the holidays? Do you get practice sometimes?
Yes, sometimes. Don't get practice.
And is that your sister down there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she good?
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yes and no. She is. Mum is nodding in the back. She is. She's nodding. What's her name?
Kayla.
Oh, Kayla, are you going to join soccer when you're older? Do you remember how old you were when you joined? How old, what the rules were?
Not really.
Yeah, you have to turn 5 that year. Can anyone figure out how many years till Kayla turns 5? Oof, that's a few bits of maths, isn't it? Three more years. 3 more years, Kayla. We've got another soccer star with us today. So let's say thank you to you guys. And can you have a think about what your favourite song is, or do you know it already?
Already.
Okay, what's your favourite song?
I forgot.
Okay.
Everything.
If you want, go and have a whisper with Mum, and maybe she'll remember what your favourite songs are called, and I'll get them ready to play. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been awesome to have you here. Let's put a little song on. We've got someone else here to talk about soccer, so bear with us, everybody.
It's all
Is it possible to have too many favourite songs? That's got to be up there in the top 10, top 20 tunes of all time on my playlists. Anyway, we've got another soccer star in today. It's like buses, nothing, and then they all come at once. So I'm going to turn on your microphone and I'm going to ask you to tell me your name, please, young man in blue. What's your name?
Tanner.
Tanner. Tanner, do you know the name of your soccer team?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Seals.
The Seals. Are you 12 years old and playing with goalkeepers and massive pitches and gloves?
No.
Are you 5 years old and playing with the tiny, tiny nets and the tiny, tiny teams?
No.
No. Tell me about your grade. Do you know what grade it is, your team?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
I'm a grade 7 and my team is called the Seals.
Does that mean that you get to play away games?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Can you remember any places that you've gone to play away?
No.
Not Mars. Mars is too far.
No, I don't know.
Not New York City. That's too far.
No, I don't know where.
What's the name of that place up there over the divvy?
Well, I've gone to play in Hamilton and Ragland.
Ah, that's interesting. I like it. Now, are you good at playing football?
Not really good at attack, but I'm good at defence.
Oh, are you? So what's your special skills?
Defence.
What does that mean? What do you do if you're in defence?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's so hard to explain it, isn't it? Okay, so you're good at getting goals.
No, I'm not good.
So what's the good thing you're good at?
Defense. Well, I'm good at kicking the ball away when it's close to the goal.
Ah, it's almost the opposite way round. So people are trying to get a goal and you find a way to kick it away from the goal.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's so interesting. Hey, if you could wake up tomorrow with a special soccer skill, what would it be?
Probably getting goals.
Getting goals. So you turn into a striker,
mm-hmm.
running up the pitch, getting the ball into the goal. And how's it been going with goals this year? Have you guys won games, lost games, or does it not really matter?
It doesn't really matter. It's just you have fun. That's what matters.
Oh, my gosh, Tanner. What an amazing view. It's true. It's true. Sometimes when we're on the sidelines and we're cheering on and cheering on and cheering on, and actually it doesn't matter. All that matters is that everyone's having fun. Hey, this year there's been some interesting weather. It's been sunny days. It's been rainy days. Do you mind playing soccer in the rain?
No.
You don't mind. You just get busy doing it.
Mm.
And do you have lots of friends in your soccer team?
No.
You don't?
No.
They're not your friends? Oh, dear, that's shocking. You have to make new friends.
No, I do not.
No, you don't. Do you have best friends? Do you have best friends in your soccer team?
Nope.
Oh, really?
He has one friend.
Now, this is a really serious question. Do your parents let you go to Joe's?
Yes.
What's the best thing that you could possibly buy at Joe's? Let's give you a budget. You've got $10 to spend. Something savoury and something sweet. What would you buy?
Joe's.
Say out loud so everyone can hear you.
Probably a double trouble.
A double trouble?
And some chips. Double trouble and chips.
Delicious. And Tanner, do you have a favourite song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you know what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Rolling Stones.
Say it again louder into the microphone.
The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Oh my goodness gracious me. We are going to have to get some of these classics on. So ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, we've had Smoke on the Water requested by the boys. I Love Rock and Roll, again, by the twins. And now Tanner's turned up and he's requesting the Rolling Stones. Well, we better put some music on. Thanks so much for coming into the studio, Tanner. You've been a legend. try and sneak in Levi and Zach songs. Here we go. And that's us, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here. Thanks to all the Tamariki that came in to talk about soccer today. We'll be back here next week, 4 p.m.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. Singing at some old song, yeah, with me singing.